This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Friday afternoon on the Mark Bearden Show. Great roundtable in the books. My thanks to Jeff Smith and Gene Evans. And as I mentioned, Gene's going to return with us in the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to talk a little education. There are a couple of stories from earlier this week that I just didn't get to because of everything that happened with the news cycle. Jane, did you bring food for us this afternoon again? Is that what I understand?
I did. I mean, my journey for weird food continues. And the fact that I keep finding it is really, I mean, I thought I would have sort of run out of it.
In America.
But no.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. And so we have sweet and savory today because we had to finish our Oreo journey.
Yes. Okay. Which we began, well, really a couple weeks ago.
We've had two
previous
Oreo. Yeah.
Right.
So this is the last that I found in the Oreo
and
family.
What all have we hit? We've hit on the Reese's so far.
Yes.
We had regular peanut butter.
Reese's, and then we had the Selena Gomez one last week.
Cinnamon.
And the, what was the
other one? Pie.
A la
mode.
Cinnamon
the
bun.
Apple pie a la mode is still kind of number one, it seems, with the
That's
crowd.
That's in my power rankings at number one, I
Absolutely.
Think, right now.
Wow.
Yeah. And so we have to see if this new flavor can actually change that dynamic.
So
let's give
bring
it to Mark
today?
And see if he can tell what it is.
Okay.
Have you told
me
what it is yet?
No.
Are you sure I didn't overhear it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if you tried it.
It is a golden Oreo shell with blue inside. So I'm guessing
come
blueberry.
Come on, Ethan. You got to come get
I'm
one.
I'm coming.
And
I love this one.
Let's see.
Love it.
What? It is good.
Right from the beginning.
Oh, I'm all in.
Yeah. That's really good.
Big
now,
fan.
Is it blueberry?
This is blueberry pie.
Yeah. All right,
yeah.
I'm in.
Now, okay, so now the key
Ethan,
question.
No for you?
Oh,
no,
big fan.
Oh, okay,
that's
good.
Delicious.
Wow, I was worried
this
about you
This is so good. Now, does this overtake apple pie?
It might for me.
It could be a close, I mean,
there's something about that
close.
One that I really, really like.
I can't get over, I wasn't here, right, for the apple pie. I can't get over that this doesn't beat it because I just can't imagine it being that good.
The cookie tastes like the crust, and then you have the blueberry.
Exactly.
I mean, this is a very Oreo. Well done.
Yeah.
This could have been like it. You might think it's gross, but it's awesome.
I think they need to improve the advertisement for these because I've never heard of half of these.
Well,
I know I haven't either.
A good point.
I see them in the store aisles. But like when I go to Walmart, you know, because I'm very loyal to my Walmart in High Ridge. I was there this morning. They don't have the. They don't have the apple pie ones, and they don't have the Reese's ones. So they must have a different deal with the grocery stores.
This is an Amazon or Walmart online situation.
Hmm.
Well, yeah,
I like these.
That's quite good.
Okay.
Very good.
I mean,
how much of the package do you have left over there,
Jane? No. I just
so
opened
I take
it
home.
For y'all. Oh, no. You can definitely have some.
You know, I'd like to see. Alexa did not like the apple pie, which is weird to me, but she likes blueberries, so I'm going to have to give this a try with her.
Yeah. I can't imagine she wouldn't like this.
She didn't give it a try, though, did she? I thought
no.
She's, yeah. Okay.
Because she's like, I don't like apple pie.
Yeah, and just don't tell her blueberry pie. Just tell her blueberry and see what she does.
Yeah, right, exactly. Hey, yeah. You know, we're going to talk about some things coming up here after Suze News with Paul
Hall.
Thank
you, Jane.
Some screaming. Yes, thank you very much. Oh, did you have another one, though?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, we're not done. All right, before okay. I launch into something,
now
I forgot.
Now we have the savory part.
Okay. How many do you have? Do you have three items or two?
I have three items.
Okay, sorry. I thought
two goldfish and one Oreo.
Okay.
So take a goldfish for Mark and for you.
Now my palate is like sweet. Yeah. It's not.
Could it be cleansed? It could be.
Maybe. I have a little Diet Coke here, right?
Yeah. Oh, so that's one.
That does not inspire me to take a bite here.
The smell is strong.
The smell is strong. Now, there are people out there that are going to go crazy for this.
Listen,
okay. I can't get there.
I got to say.
In my defense, go ahead, yeah. Mark.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It's okay. Dill pickle.
That yeah. flavor is obvious.
It's a dill pickle.
I do not like
goldfish.
Dill pickles.
Now, there are people out there who go to bars wow. and drink dill pickle juice
yeah.
shots.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so there is a cult.
Sickos.
There is a dill pickle cult out there. I
that
am not
a,
part of it.
That has a kick.
It does.
It does have
oh,
a kick.
It's like
spicy.
A, there's a yeah. back end yeah. kick
and this
on
is
absolutely.
Like goldfish, like approved and everything. So. This one hopefully will not be as bad.
Okay, I will say this. I'm not a big, like I like dill pickles occasionally, but that didn't taste as bad as I thought. But it didn't pair well with the blueberry Oreo. I will
no.
say that it did not.
I'm not sure anything
all right,
would.
So
all right.
This is another goldfish cracker, right?
This is another goldfish cracker.
All right.
And it harkens to.
Ooh, I like this one.
Yeah. Another flavor. Let's see.
No.
You're
no.
saying no.
No, I don't like this one at all.
I agree.
Oh, I like
nope.
it.
I like
yeah.
it. I love
it.
Like there's some, what's the, is it thyme that I taste?
It's
Old Bay.
Old Bay.
It tastes like a seasoning you would put on your meat.
Right.
Yes. Well, you like. Put it on your fish.
Your fish.
So
oh,
when you do
okay.
a, when you close. Do a shrimp boil
mm-hmm.
or a crawfish
yeah.
boil, these are the spices that you use.
Yeah. Well, I don't use them on my goldfish.
I was going to say, those sound delicious on shrimp. My goldfish.
Oh,
you know,
it's, I like it. I like it. I say yes.
Maybe it's just fish, not goldfish.
Everyone hates the dill. We
yeah.
have split.
I get, wait a second.
An
you're misrepresenting my position on the dill. I
oh,
thought
do you like
the dill?
Dill
was better
are.
Than
oh.
I expected. And I'm,
oh.
I would have said.
So you're pro-dill.
I'm more pro-dill than anti-dill. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right,
love,
so you're a dill person.
Dill.
So we had one vote. Then we had two who liked the Old Bay.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah, like
if you like Old Bay, then we had a resounding joy and vote yes
for
the blueberry pie Oreos.
Big fan. Big fan.
Just to kind of like circle it all back up.
Well, those are interesting combinations there, for
Isn't
sure.
Isn't it weird? I don't think I, well, if I run out of weird food, then I'll stop bringing things. But until then, I'm going to
bring
the weird
things. Have
I ever told
you about, so my wife had, and this goes back, we've been together for more than 20 years. But when we were first, you know, dating and getting to know each other, she had this sandwich that she was quite partial to that her mom would make.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on an English muffin, all right?
Okay. I already like it.
Yeah.
Right, English muffin, peanut butter,
yes.
uh-huh.
cheese.
No.
Okay.
Pickles.
No.
And I'm out.
I'm telling you, she tried to pitch this to me. I'm like, that sounds disgusting. I love it. And
you
she
love
still
it.
Made
it. What,
yes,
what is it called?
I don't know if it's called anything. Her
it
mom used
have
to
a
make it.
Name?
And, you know, it is. I've talked about it on the air before, previously, years ago. It does sound like something like if you're just presented with that, you say, wait a second, how would that. But everyone that she tries this on, and there have been people who have scoffed, and then they try it, even Alexa, she. Oh, wait,
it?
I almost forgot something. Hold on a second. I might have skipped a part.
Hold the
salami.
Phone.
Okay, now see, that helps.
Salami
yeah.
could help with the, because I'm just not a big cheese person.
Right,
that's
okay.
my problem.
And she melts
but
the cheese. If she's listening, she's going to say, wait a second, you're misrepresenting the sandwich. But yeah, I think I forgot one
Did
ingredient
Did you say
there.
Pickle? In
yeah,
there?
There's pickles
Yeah, that's
there.
My only problem. Otherwise, I'm down.
Oh, no, I like pickles. I don't like my pickles, evidently, on my goldfish.
I do, too, but there's just some things that just are not meant to be together, people. God did not intend for these things to be together. That's where I'm having a hard time with this.
That's what we're testing, Ethan.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you continue to bring the food samples in, Jane, and we will continue
like
to
the mom
enjoy
of the
them.
Group.
But you better
feeds us.
You better leave some of those blueberry cookies because I don't know where to get those, and I'm going to have to take
oh,
some
yeah.
home for
no,
sure.
I'll leave you some.
We got a Friday edition of Suze News, which is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Friday afternoon on 97.1 FM Talk, and we got a lot going on here still before the show is over. Got audio cut of the day toward the end. Of course, Brad Young's going to swing by for a visit. We'll talk some politics and some things related to the Charlie Kirk assassination. By the way, there was one report. This is Matt Finn on Fox that was reporting this just a short time ago.
We were preparing to go live and show you this all on air, but moments ago, police told us that we had to evacuate the area, that they got some type of concerning information basically directly in front of or around the family home. We're not certain what that concerning information is, but there was also a chopper above, and authorities told us that we had to clear the area. So that's why I'm on the phone right now. We're not able to show you this on camera. But the neighborhood where the family lived in is a nice, you know, middle class to upper class neighborhood.
So that is in the area where the shooter's family lived. And I guess there was, look, people are nuts right now. There's bomb threats and all kinds of other things. So we'll certainly keep you posted on that. The other thing that we, you know, we certainly mentioned on the roundtable, let me just read this, was something that just came out from President Trump. Thank you very much to the great state of Missouri for the redistricting, which will hopefully give us an additional seat in Congress. A new, much fairer and much improved congressional map has now overwhelmingly passed both chambers of the Missouri legislature. Congratulations to Governor Mike Kehoe, Senate Pro Tem Cindy O'Loughlin, Senate Majority Leader, Floor Leader Tony Lukemire on down. So that's the latest on Truth Social from the president. Friday afternoon, though, we got to do this here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Happy National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Huh? Yay, that's a good day.
I think Fred likes those. Fred's back, what, Monday?
Can I just say one thing about Fred?
Did he
share this with you yesterday? This is kind of unbelievable. He is back on Monday. He's on vacation this week. When he's been on vacation, here are the big stories that have happened. Michael Jackson died when he was in Bunker Hill. Roe v. Wade overturned when he was in D.C. A new St. Louis Archbishop when he was in Atlanta. January 6th happened when he was in Atlanta. Charlie Kirk killed when he's in Gulf Shores. So when Fred leaves, big things happen.
I think next time that
we don't let him go,
Fred announces that he's going to be heading out of town, I'm going to get my picket sign out.
Right, exactly.
That's so crazy.
Isn't it?
It is bizarre.
It's also National Hug and High Five Day.
Yay!
We've combined those. I'm not sure why.
Hey, that, you know what? That feels pretty timely. Pretty needed right now.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Well, it's also National Report Medicare Fraud Day. So if you know someone who's defrauding, get on out there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Turn them in.
I bet there's all kinds of parties around that one tonight. Right?
No high fives and no hugs.
I have a fantasy, of course, about catching people who defraud stuff. You know, like insurance where they say they broke their leg and then I wait in the bushes and watch them coming out of the house with nothing and turn them in. Yeah,
it's like that. It's like that episode of the Brady Bunch where Mike threw
totally
the briefcase.
Totally, I thought
of
the same, and
it's exactly
threw
what it is.
The brilliant move of throwing the briefcase off the ground.
He's ahead of his time.
Can I add another on this day in history?
Yes.
25 years ago, a certain mother went into labor and gave birth to a child.
Oh, it's
Ethan's birthday!
And
I forgot!
We completely forgot about it.
Oh, my gosh.
Give him another cookie.
Come on. Well, you have free reign to cook.
No, I hate singing.
All right, Sue doesn't like to. I feel terrible
because you mentioned
this a couple of days ago that it was your birthday on Friday.
We're kind of the
worst. It's your 25th birthday.
I do not care.
How old is he?
25
years old.
Maybe you should give him a dill pickle.
Yeah, he needs some goldfish.
Yeah.
He didn't even know what old
birthday,
was.
Ethan.
He didn't even know what it was.
Thank you for bringing attention to your own birthday, because we screwed it up.
Yeah. Well, that's our way.
Bless your heart.
That's our way.
If Fred was here, that would not have happened.
Well, that's correct.
True. Was that not the perfect way to bring it up?
Was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. 59 years ago today in 1966, the Monkees TV show premiered on NBC. Now, I always bring this up because I find this amusing. Stephen Stills of Crosby, Stills, and Nash fame auditioned for the Monkees and was told by the casting directors they were looking for someone just like him, but with better teeth and hair.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
that just cracks me up.
The Monkees were not made for, like,
No.
Inspirational music.
And, of course, Michael Nesmith's mother, Bette, was the inventor of liquid paper.
Oh, that's right. I always liked that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing. I wonder if that's
Ethan,
stuff.
She's got to be.
Do you know what liquid paper is?
No.
You don't? Okay, this is helpful.
See,
no, seriously.
Yeah.
So when we all used to have typewriters, right?
Or
and I guess
pens.
You could do this with a pen, right?
Yeah.
And you wanted to write over something and it wasn't,
you
can go back on the keypad and just delete it or whatever. We had this stuff that was in a little jar. It looked like nail polish.
Still have some.
And then you would put it on your typing paper, your piece of paper, and you'd write over it, and it was called liquid paper. It's a huge deal. I mean, we all had to have liquid paper back in the day.
Tell me that you couldn't just press delete.
Nope. Not if it was on a manual typewriter.
What if you were writing?
I'm struggling to process this.
Yeah, well, it was a big deal, let me tell you. You did your paper for college, and you'd have to make some corrections. You'd need your liquid paper.
Yep.
Then they came out with a strip that you rolled, and it was less lumpy.
By the way, have that as well.
I just found it while packing.
So if you go to Amazon right now.
It's called Whiteout.
Could you buy liquid paper if you went to Amazon right now?
Oh, absolutely you could.
I probably.
You still need it. Sometimes you write things.
Yeah, sometimes. All right, I got to wait for you to do that, Mark, because I need you to hit a button for me for music. So you're going to have to tell.
There's the big whiteout. There's nothing on here that says liquid paper, though. Like, the original liquid paper seems to be missing. All right, what am I supposed to hit here?
Care to guess the date of a Grammy salute to Earth, Wind, and Fire?
79.
Cut three. Sooth three.
Am I supposed to hit it
Yes.
Now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. A Grammy salute to Earth, Wind, and Fire live. The 21st night of September will air on Sunday, September 21st from 7 to 9 on CBS, and it streams on Paramount Plus. It's going to actually be at Hollywood Bowl, and it's going to feature legendary band performing with the LA Philharmonic. They'll have guest appearances from Stevie Wonder, Jonas Brothers, John Batiste. I mean, it really should be good.
Well, this is coming off, you know, I highlighted this a couple of weeks ago during Lollapalooza. Sabrina Carpenter did a set and called in Phil Bailey and Earth, Wind, and Fire with 24 hours notice. Were you here when I was talking about that?
That's cool.
Oh, it was. So they had like a couple of rehearsals, and Phil Bailey even said he didn't think it was going to go well. And then she brings him on stage that night. They do two songs, and it was awesome. It was amazing.
Wow,
yeah, you
got to
pull
great.
Up the video. It's really cool.
That's really cool. CBS, by the way, will do a tribute to Cyndi Lauper on the 5th, but they start with Earth, Wind, and Fire on September 21st.
That's
great. It kind of sucks, though, that it's on a Sunday for us. You know, me,
football.
I was looking forward to that date because I'm in charge of, you know, any sort of production or music. And I was like, man, I was kind of thinking.
But it's on a Sunday.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I was kind of hoping, you know, like, let's just blast Earth, Wind, and Fire all day.
I thought you were saying because we're going to be watching Sunday Night Football,
well,
not
that's
that.
That's what I thought he was saying, too.
No. I was meaning more so, like, man, put it in for, like, every single bump music. That'd be kind of fun.
I'm glad that you put the show first, all right? That means a lot to me.
That's what I do.
Exactly right.
Collider.com has ranked the greatest pop songs of the decade. And I'm just going to give you the top six because the sixth one is somebody that Mark has been listening to recently. The number six greatest pop song of the decade is Celine.
This happened again last night. If you were watching the football game, every time there's a football, I don't know about college, but every time there's a professional NFL football game on, they're doing this commercial that now features this song. So having heard this little clip from, you know, multiple games last week, I actually put this on one of my playlists, Jane, and I've admitted that I've listened to this song like four or five times this week. It starts off really slow, but when she gets to that, that last verse, boom, 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 it's pretty amazing. We could probably get there because
I
think
could.
It's right here. Right?
Let's jump it.
My heart
wins. Not quite as far here. How about this? There we go.
And I know that my heart will go on.
Celine Dion.
Is it,
there
though?
The,
one of the,
think it is.
The top six songs of the 90s, perhaps.
I think so, absolutely.
Now, this one I agreed with. Number five is I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. I like that song.
I would agree with that one as well.
Number four is Believe by Cher. Number three is Wannabe, Spice Girls.
I can see that.
Number two, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. And number one, Britney.
Oh, baby, how was I supposed to know?
I'm not a big Britney Spears person.
But
this is a big song.
Yeah,
oh, there's
song
no doubt. Huge song.
And
that's
she's in her teens, and I watched the video to get the music, and she's over lip syncing, you know, overdoing the lips for the lip.
Yeah,
it's really kind of funny.
I feel guilty, though, loving the song because the poor girl.
Well, I know. But it's a good song.
She's back on track these days, though, isn't she? I think she's somewhat normal.
No,
like.
I don't think so.
No, she's not?
I don't think so.
Right, well, I was giving her the benefit of the doubt.
I sometimes like to watch track and field stuff, and if you're the same way, the 2025 World Track and Field Championships are in Tokyo, and they'll be on NBC and Peacock tomorrow through September 21st. Now, there's a huge time difference, so most finals will be in the morning, like 7:30 to 8:30 our time, if you want to watch that. And since Jane is here, of course I will do food news.
Okay. There you go.
KFC is releasing an official line of jelly beans, but you won't be able to get them until Easter. Each bag has three flavors, fried chicken, sweet corn, and gravy. I do not like jelly beans to begin with, so the thought of this is very disturbing.
I love jelly beans.
As do I.
This concerns me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because you know what? Like, I don't even like the, like, if I do, like, the Jelly Bellies.
Jelly Bellies, yeah.
Like, I don't even eat the buttered popcorn because I just, it doesn't taste so good.
There's
gross.
Only one that I don't
really?
Like. The only one I don't like is the coffee one. I can do the buttered
like
popcorn.
The
I can do
one.
Them all.
Huh. I don't like, but I mean, jelly beans are made to be sweet.
But none of those sounded good.
No. So we'll see how that goes, and maybe we try for it then.
I will bring them in.
Okay.
And I'm going to force you all to eat the gravy.
And my happy story of the day, I just thought this was so cute. A family in Texas is celebrating its first baby girl in over a century. Firefighter Michael Sherman and his wife, Jakina, found out they're having a daughter, and Michael's side has only had boys for 108 years.
Wow.
He's over the moon.
I heard about this. That's crazy.
The last Sherman girl was his great-great Aunt Aura, born in 1917. So his whole family went nuts at the gender reveal, and they're due in March, and they're hoping for a Guinness World Record.
That's awesome.
And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. What shall I do? All right. Ireland won its first Olympic medals in 1924. A silver in the painting competition and a bronze in literature. Obviously, both of these competitions aren't part of the Olympics anymore, but they were, and you could win for painting and literature.
That's your random fact for this Friday. Sue's News.
Totally bizarre.
In the books for September 12th. We got Paul Hall on entertainment coming up. Hang in there. Well, we're getting Paul Hall on the line from Common Guy Films to talk a little entertainment news this afternoon. Jane, if I'm not mistaken, last week you recommended a show to me called Hostage.
Yes.
I liked it.
I'll
watch it. It's only five episodes.
Yep.
Julie Delpy is in it. It's set in London where the Prime Minister and the... Is Julie Delpy the Prime Minister of ambassador from the French ambassador to the UK, right? That's the character that she plays.
Plays the actual Prime Minister of France.
Of France. But she's that's right. But she's hanging. The reason it's all set in London is because she's at the ambassador's residence. Maybe that's where I was confused. Anyway,
correct.
I thought it was pretty good, and it was only five episodes. So
yeah,
it was
like
compelling.
That.
I kind of knocked that one down relatively quickly. Paul, how are you this afternoon?
You know, I'm all right. I had to clue Ethan in that, you know, the other thing about liquid paper, of course, was the fact that that was the thing that we used to sniff when we were in high school and college just to get that smell.
It probably
Come
is.
On, let's be honest.
It's one of those things. One of those things that I guess people did. Yeah, I don't remember really getting high off liquid paper, though.
No, not get high off it. It was one of those things.
Just like the copy machines in the 1970s?
You got it.
Yeah, the mimeograph.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Mimeograph.
That was a good smell.
What do you want to start with here?
We got to go to the theaters for The Long Walk.
We also have to go to see if I have a cut on that, because I don't think I do. But let's talk about it anyway. Tell me about it.
Well, it's the it's a film I was looking forward to a bit. I've seen the trailers for it from the guy who gave us The Hunger Games, based on a novel by Stephen King. It's it's a tale that's in this dystopian future that is quite interesting, I will say. Given the events of this week, this one might have been better off to be postponed, because it is kind of aggressively violent the way it is. Basically, a bunch of kids from all over the country, required or not, will go ahead and put their application in to take a long walk. And 50 kids get selected, and they have to keep walking. There's no finish line. The person who makes it to the finish wins, gets untold riches and a wish. Everybody else, not so much. And the only way you can win is by eliminating the opponents. The key is you got to stay above 3.0 miles per hour throughout the walk. So if you fall below it, you get one warning, you get a second warning, and the third warning, well, you can imagine what comes after the third warning.
I've seen a little of the marketing for this, and I just don't, to your point about maybe, you know, certainly delaying it this week. Did you see this one?
I did.
Okay,
I did.
Because it just sounds ridiculous.
It's not. It's a story that's deeper about friendship. It kind of reminded me a bit of The Hunger Games. You could feel that feel in this, where everybody is for themselves, but not. Some people develop friendships that they never expected to develop in a competition where it's basically you or them. The problem with it is just the downright way that people get eliminated from the competition. And again, if you've seen the events of this week, you know.
Well, they're getting shot. I mean, they showed it. It's not a spoiler, because they're showing it in the commercial and the advertising for this, that they're just plucking kids off, right?
Yeah. And basically, they go right up to them and pop them right in the head, in the throat, in the everywhere that you can imagine along the way. The story is something I'd liked. I felt real uneasy watching this earlier this week, and it just didn't work for me from that standpoint. It's a good movie, just not for everybody. And if you are all triggered by what went on this week, I would recommend you wait.
Yeah, best to avoid.
Does it seem like to you, Paul, that we're getting an inordinate number of horror films, dystopia?
Well, we're coming up on Halloween, you know. Right now is one of those periods of time where you're going to get a lot of them. This one was loaded with, for instance, trailers for some of the stuff coming over the next couple months. And this isn't necessarily as overtly gruesome as some of the others, though it is gruesome at times. Some of the others coming down the pike in the next couple months. And I do like a good horror movie. I like to be scared. I like to have something that gets under my skin. Sometimes you get a little too close to home, and that's the part that I think gives you those weird kind of creeps that you don't necessarily want.
All right, so on the streaming front, I'm so ready to press go on this. I have not yet done it with the Charlie Sheen documentary.
Shame is suffocating. I lit the fuse, you know, and my life turns into everything it wasn't supposed to be. There's only one person alive that has the answers to so many people's questions about me.
As a radio talk show host, Charlie Sheen, I must really kind of thank him for all of the material whenever this time period was, when he was losing his absolute mind and going crazy. But it was countlessly entertaining for the rest of us, even though I think in the end it was rather sad. But now we have all this in documentary form with a lot of people featured here. Not his dad, not his brother. I guess Martin Sheen and Emilio not in this. But a lot of other people are, including Heidi Fleiss, I believe, right?
Yes, Heidi Fleiss does show up in this one, as well as people that you didn't know he kind of grew up with, for a lack of a better word. They shot Super 8 films with people like, say, Sean Penn, who gets a lot of talking
in this,
the beginning,
right?
About their friendship. Who else, Mark?
No, that's what I said. You said Sean Penn, I remembered that Sean Penn is featured in this. I'd read about that.
Is Denise
Sean Richards Penn? Yep, Denise Richards gets a play. Heidi Fleiss, of course, shows up, gives her part of her story. This tells a story, and it's great from even a film perspective to go back and see some of the early work. Some early work of a low-budget horror movie that he started with, that he has an expletive for his what he called it. He talks about early on, he was allegedly offered the role in Karate Kid. It would have been him instead of Ralph Macchio, but he turned it down because dad said, go do this other project that you gave your word to and you need to hold to your word. That project, of course, was the one he had the expletive about. It was pretty much crap. It was a sequel to something that I never heard of, and I heard of a lot of things.
A lot of times, you know, when you hear casting decisions like that, you're like, ooh, man, I don't think I could have actually seen Charlie Sheen in that role.
I actually could, too.
This was when he was really young. He would have fit there. Would he have developed a different career, a different trajectory? I don't know. But it deals with a lot of his partying. He kind of breaks it up into his partying, his rehabs, So you get a little bit of everything along the way. He's very honest, and he's very straightforward, and that's nice to see. I just love watching the old stuff and going back through his filmography, even just looking at the things that he's done over the years. I mean, for me, it was always Wild Thing from Major League.
Oh, yeah. No question. Yeah. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Wild Thing is iconic.
And you forget about Wall Street, though. That is a damn good movie.
He was incredible in Wall Street.
Yes.
So was John Cryer. I have this quote that I screen captured the other day. John Cryer is in this, right?
Yeah, he is.
Okay,
he used to talk about the ups and downs, and of course, that series blew apart.
Right. So he said this was, I follow Variety on the ex-formerly Twitter.
They
did a story, and he said, I worked with Charlie Sheen for 8 years on Two and a Half Men. If you wonder what it's like to work with Charlie Sheen for 8 years, when I started, I had hair. I had some trepidation about participating in this, partially because part of the cycle of Charlie Sheen's life has been that he messes up terribly, he hits rock bottom, and then he gets things going again and again. And he brings a lot of positivity in his life, and that's when he burns himself out again. He just can't help but set that house on fire, and I didn't want to be a part of that cycle. I'm not here to build him up. I'm not here to tear him down, but I sure hope this doesn't go bad. So I want to watch it. I'm fascinated. You know, he was an important part of the pop culture. He did some, you know, pretty impressive things on screen. He did a lot of embarrassing things in his real life. And he's in this show. You know, I guess is Chuck Lorre interviewed for this?
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay,
now
so
that,
you know,
now you say that
he had a falling out with Chuck Lorre, the whole Two and a Half Men thing.
Yeah.
But there's a show that is called Bookie, which is on HBO, and he's got a good part, and that's a Chuck Lorre show. He's got a good part. He plays himself. So not too far off the mark. Right. Anything else you have for us, streaming or otherwise, as we head into the weekend?
Well, let's just mention some other things in theaters that I didn't have a chance to see yet. This is Spinal Tap 2. If you wanted to go back and see Spinal Tap now, 15 years later, it's there. It's only about an hour and a half, quick one. And we talked anniversaries a little bit, Mark. There are two anniversary editions floating around theaters as of this weekend. Toy Story's 30th, which is going to give you a take back to 30 years ago, Toy Story and All the Glory.
That's
on
amazing.
The big screen. So take your kids to that.
I can't
if you
want to
go a little older,
either.
Go 60 years older, and you get The Sound of Music. In theaters, all 3 hours of it, you will take. So mom and dad can go, grandma and grandpa can go, the kids can go. You can all go see something else. And
I'm going.
That is not.
That was very
judgy, not my
Mark.
Thing. Oh,
totally.
Sue knows I'm judgy on this one. She was prepared for it.
I love it. I'll go. I'm excited about that.
I think it's sweet.
Yeah. If you have if you're trying to extract information from someone, you want to torture them, take them to that for a few hours.
Ugh.
I think you'll be fine. You'll get the information.
Who hurt you?
Yeah, that's a good question, Jane. Very good.
Hills Are Alive.
I'm trying to think of what else. What are you watching, Jane, right now?
What am I? Oh, I did finish Billy Joel.
So good.
Yeah, darn it.
I actually liked him so much more after.
Yes.
I wasn't anti, but I got... I felt
Same.
Like you got to know him more as a human.
I agree. And he's very humble.
He's very humble.
And it is extremely appealing.
It is. He is appealing.
So talented, humble. I mean, the whole thing is fantastic. And he gets hurt, so you feel like, oh, he's a normal person.
Right.
I don't know.
It wasn't all a game.
I love the first part. And I loved it so much. I'm really looking for a period of time where I can just get in my basement and watch it. And I haven't done that
yet. I couldn't stop. Like, I went straight through.
That's good.
One
thing I would recommend, and this is just based on one episode. I think you might have mentioned it last week. It's called Task. It's with Mark Ruffalo. Mm-hmm. He plays an FBI agent in Philadelphia. Again, these characters are, I mentioned this because when I was going through the mental health crisis, I binged a lot of TV. And every show has the character that is either an alcoholic or he's depressed or he's got dark things. And that's certainly the case with Mark Ruffalo. But I liked what I saw in episode one. I can't remember where that's streaming. Is that a Max? I think that's HBO Max,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I really want to see
it. And they are, you know, releasing that weekly. But I thought it was pretty good. I'm not exactly sure where this one's going to take us, but I'm a fan despite of his. This is where you got to separate the politics, because Mark Ruffalo's politics are about as opposite from me as you can find. But I've always liked him as an actor. He's a Wisconsin guy, isn't he? He's from Kenosha, right, Paul?
Yeah, he's from Kenosha. He comes back all the time. He's back up in Wisconsin a number of times every year. Definitely, I have friends who knew him and say good things about him. Again, regardless of what he may have stance on everything else in the world.
He's kind of out there on the fringes of a lot
go
of
to that
stuff.
One too.
But I am a fan of his. Anything else? By the way, I would go back to, you know, and this, I just looked it up because it was 25 years ago. You remember this, Paul? You Can Count on Me with Laura Linney and Matthew Broderick. That is such, and that was essentially his debut, I think, to a certain extent. But that is a great, great movie, one to be checked out for sure. All right, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleComicGuy.com, and I leave you with this. In that original Charlie Sheen movie he did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was kind of weird, a one-seater in the beginning. Also, George Clooney and Laura Dern.
Oh, love that.
Very interesting. Very
great
interesting.
Trivia.
You'll see it. You'll see it in the documentary.
We'll talk next Friday.
Take care.
All right, we'll see you. Hey, our friend Brad Young is going to join us after the top of the hour. Gene Evans, who is on the roundtable, will talk a little education reform and some of the sad things that are happening to the kids across the country. And I'll have an audio cut of the day. Frank Cusimano is here from KSDK, as he always is, on a Friday afternoon and Monday at this time. How about my Packers last night, Frank?
Mark, I got to tell you something. If you go and call FanDuel or get on the phone with FanDuel, The Packers winning the NFC, I mean, it's the Packers and Eagles world in the NFC. I just love everything about your roster, your quarterbacks making the next stride. Maybe it lack an elite wide receiver, but I love your squad.
Well, and then, you know, one of the wide receivers goes down last night with a broken collarbone. Jaden Reed, that's not going to help them. But they do have a deep core, and, you know, the defense is really smothering. Look, the Commanders, as you know, they're a great team, and they just couldn't get it rolling last night, even though they have a great offense and a great team overall. It's early, okay? Now, on the flip side, I can actually, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I can see the Chiefs coming out of this weekend 0-2, sadly, because they take on the Eagles.
Yeah, and there's a really horrible statistic about the percentage chances of teams that began a season 0-2 and make the postseason. Now, granted, there's more teams that make it, but they got some injury issues, they got some suspension issues, but every time you say that, Patrick Mahomes goes out and dominates the game. But this is a big game, and, you know, you look at the way the Eagles are, you look at that roster and you compare it to the Chiefs roster. Yeah, there's a real chance they're 0-2 by 7 o'clock on Sunday night.
I know, and that worries me. But look, there's no easy road in the NFL, and these games sometimes are very, very close. Let's talk a little college football. Mizzou does not have a tough opponent tomorrow. They move the game time, Frank, which I think is weird, up to noon because of the heat. It's not a lot of fun watching football when it's in the mid-90s, and certainly playing football with pads on when it's that hot. But I don't know if they actually helped anything by moving it to noon. But it's essentially a high school team coming in, so they should roll on this one, right?
Yeah, and fittingly, high schools do this a lot more often than colleges. The difference is that high schools, when they move a game to deal with the scintillating heat, they move it to 10 a.m. But because of the television package, you couldn't move Mizzou that early. But I think it's just another great, you know, example or a great chance for Mizzou's high-powered offense to, you know, to rev it up and get ready for the game of the year coming up in about 8 days with South Carolina coming to town.
Yeah, that's going to be a big one in a week. Yeah,
I'm really hoping that that ends up being the host of College Game Day. That would be really cool, and it's going to be one of the better games, I think, on the slate for week four. Here's my question.
By the way, that would be awesome because they haven't been to Columbia in a while.
Mizzou should get a game this year, whether it be that or the Alabama game. They should get one. Here's my question for you, Frank. I know Louisiana, weaker opponent compared to last week and obviously next week, but is there anything specific you'd like to see the Tigers improve on before going into such a huge game next week against the Gamecocks?
Well, you know, Coach Drink, at the end of his press conference on Tuesday, basically said, these guys have gotten enough praise, all right? We still do a lot of things wrong. I'm not exactly sure what they're doing wrong because they allowed Kansas 3 rushing yards. And their skill position players had, like, you know, Don Coryell, San Diego Charger offensive stats. So I don't know what the weakness is. Granted, it's two games and one of the opponents stunk. But I don't know how they get better right now.
That's an encouraging sign, isn't it, Mark?
I would say, look, I think they're starting off the way that they had to. Look, they had to smoke that team the first week,
Central
and they
Arkansas.
Did, right? And they played solid against KU tomorrow. You know, you don't want to take anything for granted, and you know that teams that come in that are heavily not favored love to spoil, you know, a home team's party. But I feel good about what's happening with this team right now.
What Bo Prabula's been able to do through his first two games is extremely impressive. And, you know, Frank, it's obvious quarterback is key in college football, and Bo Prabula's been really encouraging for Tigers fans so far.
Yeah, he won the Maxwell Award for outstanding quarterback in the country last week. The SEC's Bill Connelly ranked the SEC quarterbacks, and he had Bo Prabula number one. This is a guy who didn't even have a job a couple of weeks ago, and now he's considered the best quarterback in the SEC. So everything's clicking for him. But, again, 8 days from now, you know, we'll find out if he's worth the $1.5 million or $1 million Mizzou's paying him.
Right.
I can't believe I missed this, but I didn't realize that the Tigers are ranked number 25. I'm not sure which poll, but they did end up
AP.
In the top 25. Okay, well, there you go. I've given up on baseball, Frank. Should I have given up on baseball? I've given up. I've said uncle.
Yeah, I think so. And tonight, if you're watching, you'll get a chance to look at one of the great stories, not just in baseball, but in professional sports. How a team with that payroll has a better record than the Dodgers and is 30 games over 500 and is a portrait of excellence in the National League. I'm talking about the Brewers. Doesn't matter what players they lose to free agency, what players they lose to injury. The Brewers are like the Cardinals were like 15 years ago. They just do nothing wrong, and they just win, win, and win.
It's amazing. And, you know, I still have a lot of connections up there. I spent almost 10 years when they weren't a very good team, and they had different ownership because Mark Annazio, who bought the team, you know, really put some effort into, you know, the payroll. Although, you know, it's dramatically different than the Dodgers and the Yankees, and they are really, maybe they're finally there. It really pains the people in Milwaukee what happened in 1982 to this day, and they hate the Cardinals. They hate the Cardinals, and they're jealous of the Cardinals. So I can root for the Brewers in a year that the Cardinals are not going to do anything in the postseason. Frank, what's coming up on Sunday night?
Okay, well, I think the biggest hockey story of the summer was the firing of John Kelly. And he sits down with us for his first television interview. And one quick little appetizer is that as soon as he got the news, one of the first people to call him was Braden Schenn, the captain of the Blues. He felt so bad for John. Just another example why this guy is such a classy leader. He also got a call from John Hamm. But John Kelly takes us through how painful it is and his next step. He's going to be the new television voice of the Kings. We'll talk with him.
He seems to have come out of it okay, right?
Oh, my goodness. Mark, he's going to have a house a half a mile away from the practice facility of the Kings. He's on the beach. He's going to walk there in shorts every day. So he's doing just fine.
Yeah, I'm not going to feel too badly for him. Hey, we're out of time, so I got to rock and roll here, but we'll talk Monday.
Sounds great.
All right, thank you. Frank Cusimano. Thanks, Jane. Have a great weekend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.